So we have two sugyas in the first five blot of Sanhedrin that have to be compared. One is the sugya of how many judges and what level of knowledge do they have in order to adjudicate a dine mominis of what's called halvos and hodos on a doraisa level. On a doraisa level, the Gemara quotes two shitos about that. That's the sugya daf beis amid beis daf gimel amid aleph, called eruv parshios ksiv. So if you open up to Parshas Mishpatim, you'll see that the Torah repeats itself, Elohim, 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 three times. And according to Rabbi Avohu, the Torah is teaching me, and this is called eruv parshios ksiv, that for dini momentus we need three judges, not less. And they have to be what's called mumchim, smuchim. They have to be the experts that have smicha. And that's the implication of the word Elohim. Even though the word Elohim only appears in the Torah in the context of gzelos, which is more of a criminal kind of accusation, but nevertheless, eruv parshios ksiv, so we take Elohim, 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 we lift it and place it down in the parsha of Dine Mominus of Halvos, Kesef Talves Ami. That's the sheet of Rabbi Avohu. Now we have the sheet of Shmuel, and Shmuel says that Ein Kan Erev Parashios, we're not going to mix up the Parashios. The Torah requires Elohim only in the case of Gneva, what's called Gzelus V'Chavos, not in the case of Hodos V'Halvos. And therefore, on a Doraisa level, we don't need three judges. In fact, we don't even need three Mumchen. And Shmuel is going to maintain that Yochid Shadon, if one judge went ahead and he issued a verdict in a monetary case of Alvos and Odos, is Dino Din. Right? The Torah would recognize his judgment. Ella, but maybe he's called a Chatzuf because Bezdin on a Drabbanan level has to be made up of three judges. But we're focused now on a Doraisa level. So that's sugya number one, whether Erev Parshios Ksiv, and therefore in Hodos Valvos we require three judges to make up a Bezdin, and they have to be Mumchin, or the Torah would say even one judge who's not a Mumcha, he can issue a verdict in Dine Mons. That's called Ein Kan, Erev Parshios Ein Kan. Now we fast forward to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, to the second sugya. Tana Rabbanan, the last line, Dini Mominus Bishlosha, going on to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Vim Hoya Mumcha L'Rabim Don Afilu Yechidi. Now the question is going to be the following. If we're dealing with a Doraisa Halacha here, then it makes sense that a Yochid Mumcha could be Don Afilu Yechidi. What do I mean? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Dichsiv on the top line in Hayamid Aleph, Bitzedek Tishpot, which is in Lashon Yochid. That means that one judge is sufficient for Dine Mominos. So you don't need three judges. The Mishnah says you need three judges. That's only Derabbanan, Rashi says. And the Rabbanu are going to accept a Yochid Mumcha as if he were three judges. Where do I see this in Rashi? How do I know that according to Rashi, the requirement of three judges is only the Rabbanu? Because Rashi in the next line says, Ukasavar ain't kan Erev Parshios. So Rashi identifies this Braisa with the sheet of Shmuel that ain't kan Erev Parshios, and the Torah only requires a Yochid Mumcha times three, meaning a Bezdin that's made up of three judges, only in Gzelos, but not in Halvos. So as far as Halvos, which is called Dini Mominus, we only need Shlosha Midrabbono, and that's called ain't kan Erev Parshios. And now the Braisa is adding another element to the equation, that if you weigh three judges who are not Mumchim on the one side of your scale, that means they're hedyotos, and on the other side of the scale you have one powerful yachid mumcha who's an expert in halacha, then he is shakul keneged shlosh hedyotos. So one yachid mumcha is nechshav kishlosh hedyotos, and therefore one yachid mumcha could issue a ruling in a monetary case even on his own, without any other judges. Why? Because the entire enterprise and requirement of three judges is only the Rabbanan. We're holding now Ein kan Erev Parashios, and the Rabbanan said that a Yochid Mumcha is just as good as three Adyotos. That's the way Rashi learns the Parashah. Now, what would be, if, according to Rashi, if we held Erev Parashios Ksiv, which means that if the Torah itself requires three judges who are Mumchim, so Rashi says, how could it be that the Torah requires three judges? And not only that, they all have to be mumchim. And now we're going to tell you that a yochid mumcha is don afilu yechidi, he could judge by himself. That doesn't make any sense. So what we want to focus on today is, what are the objections of Tosfos against Rashi? What are the questions that Rashi raises against, that Tosfos raises against Rashi? And perhaps, if time allows us, to begin at least to construct some sort of logical sheet of Rashi and answer up the kashas of Tosfos. We might not be able to finish it in one fell swoop because we want to end at 11:15, but at least we'll make a beginning. So take a look at Tosfos on the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Pirish HaKuntres Dichsiv B'Tzedek Tishpot. So one Yochid Mumche is derived from the Pasuk B'Tzedek Tishpot. Ukesovar, and this Braisa maintains, the Sheet of Shmuel against Rabbi Avohu, that Ein Erev Parshios Ksivkan. So again, you know, Moshe, you came in a little bit late. Let me just review what it means. Ein Erev Parshas Ksivkan. It means that the Torah does not require three judges for a Bezdin. That's derived from Elohim three times, but that's only in the case of Gzelos. And we're holding Ein Erev Parshas, so we're not going to take that specific circumscribed case of Gzelos and extend it to other cases where there's no criminal action, which is called Halvos. So in the case of Halvos, the Torah never required three judges. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim is written specifically and exclusively in the parasha of Gzelos. It has no application to any other case other than Gzelos. And therefore, in Dini Momenus in general, if you, let's say, sue me for $1,000 that I took as a loan, and I say I paid you back, we don't need three judges, because Ein Kan Erev Parshios. And not only that, we don't even need Smuchim, we don't even need Mumchim. Mumchim is a derivative of the word Elohim, but Elohim only applies exclusively to what, Rabosai? To Gzelos. It has no application to Halvos. If it has no application to Halvos, then Halvos I don't need Mumchim. And not only that, I don't need three judges. So hence we come to the Sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who maintains here on Daf Hei Amud Beis that Ein Kan Erev Parshios. And Shmuel says, Yochid Shedon is Dino Din. A Yochid who gives a judgment. He's not even a Mumche, he's a Hejot. And yet we recognize his Din. The Rabbanan, therefore, required three judges. So when we learn in that Mishnah, or at the beginning of this price on Daf Daled Amud Beis, Dine Momenos B'Shlosh, that's all a rabbinic institution. And if it's a Rabbanan requirement to three judges, here's where Rashi has this equation, again, just to review. He's got three Hedyotos, which is a requirement mid-Rabbanan. And on the other side of the scale, he's got a Yochid Mumche. He's a single person, but he's alone with the power of being a great scholar. We'll see exactly what his scholarship is. And he's shakul, he weighs as heavily as three Hedyotos. That's Rashi Shita. Kasha, says Tosfos, I don't square with Rashi. I have a problem. Dim Kane, if Rashi is right, Tikshaleach Braisel Rabbi Avo. How could the Gemara quote a Braisa and be totally oblivious to the Sheet of Rabbi Avo? Rabbi Avo can't argue against the Braisa. Braisa is Tanoim, and Rabbi Avo is an Amora. And Rabbi Avo says, Shnaim Shedanu, Ein Dineim Din, Lidivre Akol. Rabbi Avo says that everybody agrees that two judges is not sufficient. The Torah requires three judges, and that's based, as the Gemara interprets it, on Erev Parshas Ksivkan, that when the Torah requires Elohim three times, it's not limited to the case of Gzelos, but applies in all cases of Dini Momenos, in Alvos and Odos. Why didn't the Gemara raise an objection based on this price to Rabbi Avo? Viod Kashin, furthermore, The mashma lepirish akuntris, the lamandi islay erev parashios. If you hold that there is erev parashios, which means the Torah requires three judges, and less than three judges won't do, is eino yachol ladun yechidi. Correct? And our braisa, which says that a yachid mumcha can judge without any other judges, is impossible. You cannot maintain our braisa, says Rashi, if you hold erev parashios ksiv, because erev parashios ksiv means that the Torah requires three judges, not one judge, but three. Says Tosus, I don't understand. For Rav Yosef, Sfirle v'perek ha-megarish, he says, if you look in Masech the Gittin, you'll be able to establish that according to Rav Yosef, Ba'odos v'alvos avdinin shlichus sayu. What that means is that we are considered like mumchim. Now, normally mumchim have to get the rishus of the nasi of the Sanhedrin, and that's called shlichus sayu. Again, that's going to be a whole discussion unto itself. How does that, the mechanics of shlichus sayu? But what underlies the concept of shlichus sayu is that we have what's called mumchim, and Rav Yosef happens to be on board with the requirement of mumchim in odas valvos. How bizman azeh do we have mumchim? After all, mumchim means they have to be have smicha ish mi pi ish back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That we don't have, but we have a concept that accomplishes the same goal, which is called shlichus sayu. But again, shlichus sayu for our purposes is a substitute, is synonymous with mumchim, which means that we need mumchim. Well, we need mumchim. Alma says Tosfos islay. It must be there. Rav Yosef holds Eruv Parshis Ksivkan, which means that Elohim, 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 in the case of Hodos Falvos, requires the Bezdin to be made up of Mumchim. Again, Shlichusayu Kavdinan allows us today to function as if we were Mumchim with an unbroken chain of Smicha. Vafilu Achi Mashma Besamuch, Mi'uvda Demar Zutra. We're going to see here in the Gemara a case of Rav Yosef with Rav Zutra. And he's going to hold that one judge is enough to issue a psak. Because Marzutra asks the following question: if I serve as a lone judge, do I have to pay compensation if I made an error in judgment? So Marzutra turns to Rav Yosef with this question. And Rav Yosef answers him that your judgment is absolutely irreversible, meaning it's valid and you can't change it. Therefore, the Baldin, who you paskened against Marzutra, took a financial loss, and you have to now reimburse him. You have to compensate him because you made a toast. Again, you have to understand exactly what toast means here, what kind of mistake he made, but there was a legal halachic psak, and the judge, in this case Marzutra, deviated from the psak. As a result, let's say Reuven collected $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon now is out $1,000. The din itself that Marzutra ruled is absolutely binding and valid. It's irreversible. Says Rav Yosef to Marzutra, therefore you have to pay, you have to compensate, because you made this error. And there's no way that Shimon can get back. He has no recourse to get back his money from Reuven. Therefore, you have to pay Shimon for damages. So we see that Rav Yosef accepted that the din of Marzutra is irreversible. It's absolutely valid. It means that Halacha recognizes the din of a Yachid Mumcha. Well, Rashi says that you can only recognize the din of a Yachid Mumcha if you hold Erev Parshas Ein Ksivkan. But Rav Yosef holds that all of our dinim are based on Shlichus Sayu, means that we require Elohim. He's applying the principle of Erev Parshas Ksivkan. So again, Rabbosai, the two questions of Tosfos are really two sides of the same coin. How could Rashi say that our Braisa that recognizes and validates the ruling of a Yachid Mumcha who's paskening alone, how could that be based upon the assumption of Ein Kan Erev Parshios? If that be the case, number one, Rabbi Avo, who holds Erev Parshios Ksiv, is in contradiction to this Braisa. The Braisa should have been quoted as an upshlag against Rabbi Avo. Question number two, how could Rabbi Yosef maintain on the one hand that Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan, as we derive from his sheet in Gittin, at the same time validate the ruling of Yochid Mumcha. Rashi says you can only validate the ruling of Yochid Mumcha if you reject the principle of Erev Parshios, which means that in Odos Havos there's no requirement of Elohim. If there's no requirement of Elohim times three, hence a Yochid Mumcha can be considered like three Dayanim on a Darabonan level, and Rashi says on a Darabonan level we can accept the ruling and validate of Yochid Mumcha. But if on a Doraisa level, says Rashi, we would require three Dayanim in order to issue a Psak in Dine Mominos, and not only three Dayanim, but they all have to be Mumchim, that's called Erev Parshios Ksiv, because Elohim is now written in the Parsha of Hodos Falvos, Rashi says then a Yochid Mumcha would be impossible. Yet, Rav Yosef maintains that Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, and yet he validates the ruling of a Yochid Mumcha.
What about the Nidus, that we broke the rule on Daf basically it was, that even though that's a din, the Sakan to allow a non-Mumcha in that case,
right, so Rashi here seems to be totally oblivious to the principle of Lotino Delis Bifnei Lovin. Right, how is the Malva, right, in this case, how is the Malva going to get together three Dayanim if the Lova denies the Alva? And these three Dayanim have to be Mumchim. The Gemara says, Kidesh Lotino Delis Bifnei Lovin, the Rabbanan are going to make a Takana of three Dayanim. Rashi here seems to assume that that's impossible. Why? Because the Torah says Elohim three times in Alvos and Odos, that's called Erev Parshios, and therefore there's no way that we can establish even on a Derabbanan level Kaviyochol a Bezdin of Shlosh Edyotos. It's impossible. The Torah says Elohim three times, which means that you need Smuchim. So what's Rashi going to do with the entire sugya of the Takon of three Edyotos, which means we lower the standards in order to guarantee the Malva that he's able to collect his Chov and he can gather together three Dayanim? How's he going to find three Dayanim Mumchim? Well, Smicha Yishmi Piyish from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's called Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin. So Rashi somehow is going to assume that Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin is a special separate Takana. But this halacha of Yochid Mumche, that's already a Doraisa halacha. How can it be a Doraisa halacha if the Torah requires Elohim three times? How can one Mumche paskin? And if this is a Doraisa halacha, and the Torah itself validates the ruling of a Yochid Mumche without a special takana of Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin, then it must be based, says Rashi, on the principle of Erev Parshios Ein Ksiv. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim is acceptable, B'yachidi, even if you hold Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan. Because even if you hold Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, we're going to allow and recognize the psak of three Dayanim who are Hedyotos. Hence, one Yochid Mumcha is equal to three Dayanim. So that all of these sugyas have to be understood according to Tosis in the broader range, in the broader context of all the Drabanans. So Rashi is looking at this sugya from a Doraisa perspective, and he's saying, well, the standards and requirements Doraisa of Yolde Erev Parshios will not allow and recognize or validate, I should say, the psak of a Yochid Mumcha if he's alone as a Yechidi. Impossible. The Torah says Elohim three times. You must have three Mumchim, and nothing less will do. Says Tosfos, forget it. The whole thing is mistaken here. Rashi's off on a wild branch. He's falling off a cliff here, because we know that on the one hand, Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, but on the other hand, the Rabbanan recognized the judgment of three Dayanim. I mean, that's written in the Mishnah itself. So it must be based on Shalotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin. It's the Takanas Chachamim. We know that, for example, Rabbi Avo holds that Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan. So how is Rabbi Avo going to square with our Braisa that says that even a Yochid Mumcha can give a decision and it's valid? It must be that even if you hold Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, that's not the end of the story. There's more to the story than that, and the Rabbanan expanded the possibility of Din and required less than what the Torah required, lowered the standards of the Torah's requirement, and therefore hence a Yochid Mumcha can issue a valid Psak. Rabbi Yosef, in fact, combines two mutually exclusive positions according according to Rashi. He accepts the position here in our sugya of this braisa, that yachid mumcha. He therefore tells Marzutra that his psak as a yachid mumcha is absolutely valid and irreversible. You got to pay for your error and compensate that baldin that took a loss. And at the same time, Rav Yosef maintains in Masechta Gittin that Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan. You can't just write off Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan and say that our Brisa is undermines and contradicts Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan. How can Rashi say that our Brisa is only sensible if you hold Ein Kan Erev Parshios? Those are the two kashas of Tosaf. The Ode. Now Tos says a third kasha. Midika Amar Besamuch Avolo Nokit Rishusa Dina Lav Dina. The Gemara has a strong havamina that a yochid mumche who could be dan afil yechidi has to have a third qualification. What's that third qualification? Why do I call it the third qualification? I call it the third qualification because it's radically different than the first two qualifications. The first two qualifications, which are called gamir v'savir, have to do with the expertise and the knowledge of the yachid mumcha. He's absolutely proficient in the halacha. You can give him an exam on all the dinim of Choshe Mishpat, and he'll pass with flying colors. That's called Gamir. Not only that, he's Savir, and he understands the logic that underlies the halacha, so he can make comparisons and analogies and conclusions. Those are the first two qualifications of a Yochid Mumcha. The third qualification, which the Gemara vacillates about, is called Netilas Rishus, which means he got the permission for the Reish Galusa. So Tosis here is analyzing this sugya according to the first position of the Gemara. The Gemara later on rejects that position. But initially the Gemara understood that it's not enough to qualify as a yachid mumche to don afilu yachidi if you have two qualifications, meaning the intellectual qualifications, as I call them, meaning gamir v'savir. You need a third qualification, a third condition, and that's called netilas rishus. Says Tosfos, that doesn't make sense according to Rashi. Because Rashi's holding now like Shmuel, and we're rejecting Eruv Parshios. So let's see Tosfos inside. The Od Midika Omar Bisamuch Avalo Nokit Rishusa Dine Lav Dina. That if this Yachin Mumcha did not receive the license, the permission from the Reish Galusa, then his din is not valid. That would only make sense if you hold that Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan, which means that you have a requirement of three Yachid Mumchas. Let's say that we can lower that requirement on a Drabana level down to one Yachid Mumcha. Okay, but that one Yachid Mumcha has to have something that is superior to the other two Yachid Mumchas. So you follow me? What are the Rabbanan doing here? They're dropping the requirement of three Elohims, if you hold Erev Parshios Ksivka, which means three Mumchas, and they're accepting one Mumcha. Well, that one Mumcha has to have something that gives him a superior status to the other two Yochid Mumchas. The other two Yochid Mumchas have the intellectual capacity. They have Gamir and Savir, fine. But what does that third judge that allows him to be Dan Yechidi without the other two judges, what does he have that makes him special and unique? The answer is, he has Netilas Rishus. That makes sense if you hold Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan, and that's Rabbi Avo's position. But according to Shmuel, who says that Afilu Yochid She'eno Mumche Dino Din, now the Rabbanan required three judges, or one Yachid Mumcha is equal to three judges. Why in the world does that Yachid Mumcha have to be endowed or ordained with the status of Netilas Rishus for the Reish Galusa? After all, if one judge is enough, and he doesn't have to be even a Yachid Mumcha at all, he doesn't have to be a Mumcha, according to Shmuel, because Ein Kan Erev Parshios. Now the Rabbanan want three judges, but now you have a Yochid Mumcha who's the equivalent of three judges. If that be the case, then why does he have to have Netilas Rishus? I don't have any justification, according to Rashi, why why this added element or requirement was relevant to Yochin Mumcha. If Yochin Mumcha, because of his great scholarship and his erudite knowledge, is equal to three regular judges according to Shmuel, and the entire requirement of three regular judges is only Midrabanan, then why in the world would we require that not only is the Yochin Mumcha, meaning he's an expert, but on top of that he got Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Bishlam, if you hold like Rabbi Avo, this sugya makes sense. Rabbi Avo holds at a deraisa level. We require three judges that are mumchim. Now you want to substitute and lower your standards to accept the judgment of one judge. Well, what does he have that gives him any sort of superior status? The answer is he represents the Reish Galusa. Again, we're going to have to talk about the Reish Galusa and exactly what powers he has. That's not our discussion for today. So, Bosa, what I want to give you here is an article, an essay, which, as I told you many times, for Masechta Sanhedrin, I'm using right now, again, until I get Rav Soloveitchik's notes, I'm using the Gvuras Yitzchak. So, if you can just, it's two pages for each person, meaning two pages consecutively. So, take two pages and then give it on. And we're looking at the Gvuras Yitzchak on pages Nun Ches and Nun Tes. Now, we're not going to read everything inside. We certainly don't have the time for this. I'm going to highlight certain points, and then what I'm going to try to focus on is a paragraph on the bottom of Nun Tes, which is the second page you have on the right column, Vehine. Again, every single paragraph in this essay starts with Vehine Kemat. But my Vehine is the one on the bottom right of page 2, so to speak, of the two pages. So let's just quickly highlight what he has up until that paragraph. In the first paragraph, he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes the Kash of Tosis. The Kash of Tosis is, why is Netilas Rishus an element in the equation here? It makes sense according to Rabbi Avo. If we're lowering the standards of the Torah, then you want to upgrade the status of the Yochid Mumcha and give him an additional 5 beta kappa degree. You know, call him a Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa. But according to Shmuel, and Rashi's going now according to Shmuel, because he rejects Erev Parashios, even a Yochid Sheino Mumcha is able to judge on a Doraisa level. Ela what, the Rabbanu require three judges? Well, one Yochid Mumcha is just as good as three judges. Ordain him with a special ordination from the Reish Galusa? That's the first paragraph. Now in the second paragraph, which goes on to page Nun Tes, he says the following. Tosis asks, why is it that the Gemara says that even without Netilas Rishus, that's the maskana of the Gemara, the judgment is valid? Well, wait a minute. If we would go according to Rashi here, then you don't even need Gomer Vesavir. According to Rashi, we should accept the judgment even without Gomer Vesavir. Then in the third paragraph, he quotes a different Tosis, which we didn't see. And this has to do with whether or not the Beis Din can force the litigants to accept their judgment. And Rashi seems to assume that if Erev Parshis Ein Ksiv Kan, then the power and the status of a single judge is such that he can force Bal Karcho. So he says the following. You'll take a look at the third line. He says, "Mikan destam gimel." On the fourth line, "Yecholim ladunis adam bal karcho." Even if he doesn't want to show up in Beis Din, you subpoena him to show up in Beis Din, and we can enforce the law on him, even in absentia, he doesn't show up. And the same thing should apply to a yachid mumcha, because a yachid mumcha has the same status as three judges. So three judges can force the litigants. Then a Yochid Mumcha should be able to force the Rishon. And Rashi explains that Iri di Amrile Dayana Dainile Din Torah, that a Yochid Mumcha is someone who was appointed, so to speak, by the two litigants. They asked the Yochid Mumcha to judge on their behalf. Rashi seems to imply that Yochid Mukla does not have the power, the authority, to force and compel, hoist, so to speak, or foist, I think is the word in English, to foist his decision on the two litigants. Well, why is that so? The Yochid Mukla has the same status as three judges, and three judges can be chafes adin on the litigants. And finally, in the last paragraph of Hine Rashi, he quotes a different Rashi, and Rashi says that a Yochid Mumcha requires Netilas Rishus, Tzarech Iyun. He says, even the Gemara has a Safek, maybe a Yochid Mumcha would require Netilas Rishus, but that's only the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara's final Maskana is that the judgment of a Yochid Mumcha is valid even in the absence of Netilas Rishus. So the final Maskana seems to contradict Rashi himself on Daf Beis Amid Beis. So I both say, look, I'm not telling you that within the 45 minutes that we have, we're all experts in all the questions that Tosis raises against Rashi. So be calm if you don't follow all the nitty-gritty details. But what I do want you to follow is this paragraph of Hine, because here's where the Gvuras Yitzchak starts putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and now we have to put all the pieces together. Vehine. Tosfos' opinion, you can underline this, is that our sugya reflects the shita of Erev Parshas Ksivkan, which means Elohim three times requires three mumchim, and that's not a takana derabbanan, that's a doraisa. However, even though the Torah has very high standards for a bezdin in hodos valvos, and it requires three mumchim, however, one Yochid Mumcha can judge alone, that's a Takana Derabbanan. And therefore it makes sense, according to Tosfos, that on a Doraisa level, we don't need Nikitas Rishus. Why? He says, Minatorah Pshita Delo Be'ina Nikitas Rishus. Why? If the Torah requires Elohim times three, where does the Torah require Nikitas Rishus? The word Elohim is indicative of his intellectual mastery of the material that he needs to know, of the law. He knows the law. He's Gomer V'Savir. There's absolutely no reason under the sun that there should be a Nikitas Rishus on a Doraisa level. Because again, if you're defining a Yochid Mumcha, and you need three of them, and that's derived from the word Elohim, according to Rabbi Yavoh, according to Erev Parshas Ksivkan, Elohim means he's a Mumcha. Mumcha means he's an expert. We gave him speech. He doesn't have to have Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Where does the Torah say anything about Reish Galusa? The whole thing is ridiculous. Oh, but now that we're saying that the Rabbanan stepped up, and they established that you don't need a Yochid Mumcha. You could have three judges who are not even Mumchim. And then the Rabbanan said, you know what? A Yochid Mumcha can be a substitute for three judges. Here we understand the Gemara about Netilas Rishus. Mesafkel on the Hod, the Rabbanan Tiknu Shesagi V'Yochid Mumcha. The whole enterprise of Yochid Mumcha, Paskening Yechidi, is a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan want to see that he has a special status. He really, on a Torah level, he's not recognized. The Torah would not recognize and validate his judgment. He's one single Yochid Mumcha. He's not three Yochid Mumchas. And we're holding now that Erev Parshas Ksivbe. That's the Sheet of Tosfos. So Doraisa requires Gimel Mumcha. Oh, the Rabbanan say Yochid Mumcha Yechidi. He's alone. He's got to have some special Rishus for that. Where is the source for his ability? Where is the authority for him to issue a ruling in Dini Mamonos when the Torah requires three Yochid Mumchas? And the answer is that the Rabbanan required Netilas Rishus. The Gemara vacillates whether that is absolutely critical. Maybe the Rabbanan would say, okay, he's a Yochid Mumcha, it's only one, it's not three, we're going to rely and validate his psak. But the Gemara on the other hand has it sad to say that you require Netilas Rishus. Why? Because we don't know where, In Yiddish we say Vanen stamped. You know, where does the authority of the Yachid Mumcha alone, Yachidi, where does it evolve from? Where does it flow from? Where does it emanate from? And the answer is going to be from the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa has total control, and he is in the authoritative position as far as Dini Mominus. He can take your moment and give it to someone else, right? There's a Latin word for that. Oh, I forgot what it is. Anyway, right? Habeas corpus is it? Well, whatever it is. Anyway, I used to know this when I was a kid. That the government has a right to, you know, to take property away from you and confiscate it and give it to whatever they want, or build a bridge or what. So the Reish Galusa is the final authority on Dini Mominus, and therefore he can appoint a yachid mumcha, and say that even though the Torah requires three yachid mumchas, you're alone. You alone can issue a verdict. That's the sheet of Tosfos. Ulam, Lidas Rashi, our sugya reflects the sheet of Ein Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan. So as far as Torah law is concerned, this is Shmuel's Shita. Yafil Yechidi, and Eino Mumcha, Dan. Right, the judgment of one yechid, betzedek tishpot in lashon yachid, even though he's not Elohim, he's not a mumcha, is valid. The chacham weren't happy with that, because who knows if you'll pull a guy off the street corners who's totally ignoramus, and you'll use him for judgment. So the rabbanan got very nervous about that, and that also has to do with malvas and lovas and so forth. So the chacham made a takon. And this is a twofold takana. One part of the takana is that we're going to require three and not less than three judges. Again, that doesn't impact or reflect on the quality of the judge. He's a hedjot, but three times hedjotos. And hopefully we'll avoid any pitfall of what we call the Yoshvei Kronos. Then they made another takana. And they said that a yachid mumcha is considered like three judges. And he could judge Yechidi, right? Because what's the impact? What's the import? I should say the significance of a mumcha is the fact that he can judge by himself. So therefore, we're going to give and recognize a single Yachid mumcha as three Adyotos. Again, the Torah itself doesn't require three Adyotos at all. The Torah only requires one Hedjot. The Torah doesn't require mumchim at all, because we're holding now, like Shmuel, that even one judge is enough, and we don't have Erev Parshios, so there's no Elohim. Ela, the Rabbana wanted to up the ante, so they said the following: if you can get three people together, they're at Yotos, that's enough. That'll calm us down about our nervous tension about the Yoshvei Kronos. So therefore, we're going to up the ante to three judges. And then the Rabbanan said, well, we don't have to worry about Yoshvei Kronos if you have one Yochid Mumcha. Now Rashi has a problem. What's the whole business about the Reish Galusa? Who needs the Reish Galusa? If you were holding Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan, and the Torah requires three Yochid Mumchas and not less than three, so you want to know that this one Yochid Mumcha has some special power or authority that emanates from somewhere in order to judge Yechidi, then you have Yochid Mumcha, then you have Reish Galusa. But if you're holding that the whole institution of requiring three judges is all a rabbinic requirement, the Torah doesn't require these three judges, then why shouldn't the Yochid Mumcha, insofar as the Torah recognizes him as a Yochid Mumcha, meaning he has all the credentials of Gamir Vesavir, he's an absolute expert. So Rashi had a problem. Why does he need the Tils Rishus? Now here's where the Guru Yitzchak comes up with his great Chiddush. And here's where you have to underline it. Okay, Niradar Yakoshal Rashi, my time of Mesafkale the Gemara, what was the tzad in the Gemara to raise the requirement of Niboy, we should require Nikitas Rishus? Minat Torah, you don't even need a Mumcha. So this guy is a mumcha. If the Torah recognizes him as such, then why shouldn't he be able to judge Yechidi? The Torah itself would rely on the judgment of someone who's not even a mumcha. He's a hedgehog, because Erev Parshas Lo Ksiv Kan. So now you're saying, well, the Rabbanan are not comfortable. They're not comfortable with one judge who's not even a mumcha. Okay, so let's calm the Rabbanan down and let's talk about introducing someone who the Torah would recognize as a mumcha. And again, if we remember, we spoke about before that nowhere in the Torah does the Torah introduce the authority of a Reish Galusa. So when the Torah talks about Elohim, for example, in Gzelos, who would qualify as a judge? Again, we need three such judges as a Mumche Elohim for a judgment in Gzelos. The Torah would recognize if he's a Mumche. Mumche simply means he's Gomer V'Savi, Rabbo. So there's no requirement of Netilas Rishos. Here, what we're saying is that there's got to be a requirement of Netilas Rishos. Why? Where does it come from? So here's the breakthrough. Mishum Hachi, based on our sugya, Hochiach Rashi, the Mumche Mea Torah, that when the Torah talks about a Mumche, Hainu shenatal rishus minasi ladun v'im lo natal rishus lo mikri mumche. Rabbi says this is a revolution. Again, you'll have to be the jury whether you accept it, you know, because you're all mumche. But what he says here is an unbelievable chiddush. Until this point, we hakdarain over and over again that when the Torah talks about Elohim, a mumche, we're talking about his expert knowledge and his complete mastery over the law. Now, according to Rashi, we're introducing a whole other element into the equation. When the Torah talks about mumche, the Torah talks about a mumche who's recognized as such, who's licensed. You know, you have to come in, like you go into a restaurant today, yes, where's your tudah? You know, it's not enough that this yachid mumche is a great expert. You have to ask him, where's your tudah? Where's your ordination? Where's your document? We call it a klaf. You feel like that? Where's your klaf? Did you hang it up on the wall? And that's the Torah's requirement. It's not sufficient that he has the knowledge of mumchius. He's got to have rishus. And perhaps what he's implying here, again, this is Berzon talking, I can't speak on behalf of Rav Sorotzkin, but perhaps what he's implying is that, you know what? There's got to be some recognition, some, what word am I looking for? Some examination or some official body that
accreditation.
There's got to be some accreditation. You can't just say, "Well, I'm going to put up a shingle. I'm a yachid mumche. Sign your own name on it, and say, you know, I'm going to judge yachidi. You know, come around and I'll judge all your adjudications." No, there's got to be some official recognition. Now, if, let's say, you lived at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say your name was Yoshua ben Nun, so how would you have that official accreditation that you are a Yochin Mumcha? Moshe Rabbeinu would give it to you. And what happens if you're one of the Zakenim? Yoshua could give it to you. And from the Zakenim to this and that, we keep going on, it's an unbroken chain. But what are we going to do today? Does the Torah recognize a Yochin Mumcha today? And the answer is, we're going to have some sort of body of accreditation that is considered like, or substitutes for, Smicha back Ishmi Piyesh Mipa Moshe Rabbeinu. That's called the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa is going to be the Moshe Rabbeinu of our time. We don't know how that works, but that's Rashi Shita. Again, but I just want to impress upon you two things. Number one, what bothered Rashi that would compel him to this revolution? And number two, to appreciate the revolution of Rashi. Number one, what bothered Rashi was this whole sugya about Netilas Rishos. If we're holding, and Rashi's committed to that position, that Ein Kan Erev Parshios, and the whole institution of three Dayanim, who are Hedyotos, is all a rabbinic institution, and a Yochid Mumch is just as good as three Hedyotos, he's even better maybe, why do we need a Netilas Rishos? Rashi had to come up with a very creative answer to this very difficult, pressing question. And now we get to the revolution itself. That when the Torah says Elohim, it's not just the mumchius, it's not just your expert knowledge, but we need another element. What we need is some sort of recognition of your mumchius, an official ordination. At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and through the generations, we had such a thing. But after the 40 generations of unbroken smicha, now we're in a generation where we need a substitute for that smicha. That's going to be Netilas Rishos. The Reish Galus is the one who's going to bestow and confer upon the Yochid Mumcha his status as a Yochid Mumcha. Let's just add 2 minutes and then I'll let you go. He says here at the bottom of the paragraph on the right column, Tiknu to be inon mumcha ladun. Now the Rabbanan requires three judges or one Yachid Mumcha. Now says Rashi, that Yachid Mumcha who's going to judge Yachidi, he has to be recognized as such on a Doraisa level. What the Rabbanan are doing is they're accepting a Mumcha as a substitute for three judges, because it was they themselves that enacted the requirement of three judges, because Erev Parshas Lo Enksiv Kan. Now the Rabbanan is saying a Yachid Mumcha is enough. So the Gemara now vacillates. Well, who is this Yachid Mumcha? And the Gemara is a tzad to say that Yachid Mumcha is a Yachid Mumcha Doraisa. He's the same Elohim who could be part of a three-man panel of judgment for Gzelos and Chavolos. Ah, if that be the case, then he requires Netilas Rishus. That makes him into a Mumcha Samuch. V'zeh Poshit La Gemara. The mumcha sheyachol ladun lechatchila hainik shenital rishus lechatchila. For sure, we want to upgrade the status of this mumcha to yachid mumcha, and the Torah doesn't recognize him as such without netilas rishus. The Gemara never even doubts that lechatchila. For sure, you need a netilas rishus. But what happens in the absence of netilas rishus? B'di'evet, can we recognize and validate his judgment? If he doesn't have the status of a mumcha, because according to the Torah we need a third requirement, namely netilas rishus, in dino din b'di'evet, would we validate his din b'di'evet when the Rabbanan said that a yachid mumcha is reliable? Which yachid mumcha did they require? Certainly they required the yachid mumcha as recognized by the Torah, which means with netilas rishus, but maybe b'di'evet, that's what the Gemara is vacillating about, a yachid mumcha who on a doraisa level is missing that last requirement, but he has both savir v'gamir, that mumcha is enough for the Rabbanan to recognize his din b'di'evet. U'sfeikas ha'gemara hu im lebasa takonis chachamim shetzarech yachid mumcha, that once they required three judges and now they're willing to accept and validate one judge, im yachid sheino mumcha, if he's lacking the tils rishus, which is a requirement on a doraisa level, is that afilu b'di'evet ain't dino din, meaning after he issued his verdict is not meaningful, he's not called a mumcha, the Torah doesn't recognize him as such. Oh, shirak tiknu lechatchila, that he shouldn't be judging unless he's a mumcha, as the Torah recognizes him as a mumcha. But the Eved, if he's got at least the mumchias of Savir v'Gamir, we can recognize and validate his din. Rabosai Adkan. So what I'd like you to do, if you can, is take home these pages, go over them, so that Amir Hashem next week we could get the entire picture. I would say we're about halfway, or a little bit more than halfway there. Okay, then. Again, you have to review this. I can't make it any easier. I made it as easy as I possibly can, but we're learning Sanhedrin Be'ir, and these are the fundamentals. If we don't get by the fundamentals, we're going to be lost in this Masechta. Okay, then.
When did Smicha start?
I think if you open up the Rambam in his introduction to the Yad HaChazok or the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has 40 generations up to Ravina Ravashi of unbroken smicha.
How do you reflect this shita onto the Gemara where they had smicha and they didn't, and Rishus would seem superfluous until the time where smicha stopped?
Right, so you have to know exactly, Marzutra, was he before Ravina Ravashi, was he after? I don't know, I can try to research that for you. Maybe if the Rambam will mention Marzutra, I don't know. You have a Rambam? It's the opening Rambam, the introduction to the great Chibur of Mishnah Torah. Do you have a minute, Mitch, to get that out? I mean, I don't want to throw the ball back in your court, but maybe I do want to throw the ball back in your court, because take a look. Maybe we can get a quick answer to your question by opening up the Rambam.
Surely this links in the difference between having a shus or not. Comes to the question again about compensation,
correct?
Professional
correct.
Insurance,
then correct. Insurance. That's going to be another sugya.
You need smicha to be able for knas. I think in fact it's
correct. Correct. Right. You can't dan dini knosis unless you're a samuch, and that's going to be derived from the parashah of Gzelos, where it says Elohim three times.